things we stop doing in our marriage.
Tigilan na natin to at nung tinigilan natin, mas naging masaya ang pagkasama natin. Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
Beth Kosho. Ano nga pa itong mga things we stop doing in our marriage? And it can also help other married people, or we are open to your own sharings of what are the things you stopped doing in your married life na sobrang grabe, ang laki ng impact. Pwedeng simple lang, pero ang laki ng impact. Simple yung ginawa, hininto, pero ang laki ng impact. Akala mo rice lang yung tinanggal nila. Ang laki impact, di ba? Nabawasan yung init ng ulo.
And speaking of impact, of course, we want to greet all the dads. Belated Happy Father's Day. We celebrate you today and every day. So yung impact na yan, impact.
Yeah, may impact sila, di ba? Hindi, inisip ko kasi akalaan mo, they stopped exercising, o di ba? Suddenly, bilis silang mapagod.
Oh, they stopped their vices.
Ah, yan. Ito, seryosohan na pala to.
Ah, akala ko joke pa rin ba?
Oo, ayan. So, what are the things we stopped doing in our marriage that helped us?
Yes, okay. Kasi usually, di ba, we give you points that you can do, you can start doing, or continue doing in your marriage. Ito naman yung mga bagay na baka makatulong. I think makakatulong talaga sa inyo. Kasi nakatulong din sa amin.
Sa mga adjustments, sa mga reflections, usually tatlo yan eh. What are the things you need to stop doing? What are the things you need to start doing?
And what are the things you continue
doing?
Yes.
So for today,
yan yung part one.
Oo, ito yung what yung mga stop doing na yes. Ginawa natin. Marami yan. Marami. But we're gonna share
Just four
na pwede. Kasi mga 1,000 to eh. Para mga, hindi ko lang kung may nakaabot yung mga song hits, yung makapal, yung 1,001
volume.
Oy, alam mo ba 'yon, yung book na 1001 songs.
Hindi, Spotify na kasi.
Tapos may nandoon nila 'tong mga chords and lyrics, hindi mo inabot 'yon.
Inabot ko song hits.
Wala na, patapon na lahat 'yon.
Wala
Google
na.
Google na lahat na 'yun eh.
Google na lahat.
So Spotify, number one.
Actually nga may lyrics ng Spotify.
Oh, may lyrics. Diba? So ngayon number Uy, teka lang, may nagtanong 'yan na nakita ko sa Facebook.
Ano
Dad, how are we able to sing the lyrics before nung wala pang ganyan? Sabi ng daddy niya, anak, yung paper ng mga cassette tapes, may lyrics 'yon.
But not all, ha?
Oo, pero yung iba meron, di ba? Kasi nga pa doon na may memorize.
Pero na-experience mo ba yung sobrang nag-ipon ka ng pera para pumunta ka sa Odyssey, tapos bibili ka ng tape only to find out na pagbukas mo, wala palang lyrics.
Oo.
So usually, titinan mo muna kung makapal yung
cassette. Wala, naka-plastic yun eh.
Which is
naka-seal yun.
Pero meron mga time na meron na si Odyssey na parang ano eh, yung parang pwede mo nang i-open yung CD. So sobrang happy ko doon. Pero meron din time na umabot ako na sobrang gustong gusto mo, makikinig ka sa favorite radio station mo. Tapos, di ko alam kung ginawa mo yun.
Aabol yung DJ.
Dahil, nire-record ko yun. Tapos, papakinggan ko.
Welcome back to you. Tapos,
mali-mali kasi sounds like ganyan.
At saka maganda yun yung mga pag-play mo na binili mong cassette tape. Iba ng tunog kasi may nag-record na.
Patong-patong na.
Oo, kasi ginawang recording. Hindi kasi pinutol yung dalawang pinipindot sa ilalim.
Pinipindot talaga mo ng papel.
O, pag pinutol mo kasi yun, hindi na marirecordan.
Yes.
Di ba? Yun yung protection nun.
And so, yung first thing that you stopped actually,
is that guessing. It's the guessing game. Man. Sabi nga, hulaan is not the best choice of game in marriage. You have to speak up, man up, and you have to communicate your feelings.
Alam, maraming mga situation na yun sa mag-asawa. At sa atin, di ba, lagi mo sasabi sa akin na hindi naman ako manghuhula. So, sabi mo sa akin kung ano nararamdaman mo. Pero sa atin kasi mga babae, let me know if you agree, na mayroon mga times na yung okay mo doesn't really mean okay. Kaya nga, di ba, minsan yung mga kasawang katalan na, oh, can I go out for basketball or golf with my friends? Tapos pag sinabi sa inyo wife mo, okay, or okay lang, sige, up to you, ganyan. Si Drews, ayon-ayon niya yung up to you kasi up to you daw means bahala ka.
Pero, mami, naalala ko, no? We're part of Summit Media too. So, looking at their content before, meron silang mga tinatawag na mga charot readings. Not tarot, charot readings.
Si Makoy
yun. It's a joke
yun,
di ba? Oo.
Mm-mm.
So, bakit ang asawa mo is ganun palang trabaho, manguhula talaga.
Tanatin kay Makoy.
Pwede siya manghula, di ba? Okay, cut.
Okay. Yan yung mga, anong gusto mong kainin? Anything, diba? Kahit saan, oo, like that. Pero guessing game is really difficult for married couples because hindi mo alam kung ano yung tumatakbo sa utak ng asawa mo. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung nararamdaman talaga niya. Mas simple ang buhay mag-asawa kapag nag-uusap talaga sila, pero may challenge ako dyan. Mm. Mayroong mga lagi nagko-comment sa atin na bakit ganun naman, the Kosho PH. Sinabi ko naman na sa asawa ko eh, pero kahit alam naman na niya, ginagawa pa rin niya yung mga bagay na nakakasakit sa akin. So what can you say about that?
Ulit-ulit, alam naman na niya.
Diba, no guessing game. So parang sabihin mo na, pero sinasabi naman niya kung ano yung nakakasakit sa kanya, but the husband or maybe the wife. Still do the same things that are hurting the marriage.
Ang tanong kasi, may kasabi ba na gift? May sapatos ba?
Bakit?
May bag ba? Eh, syempre, mas effective pag meron. Hindi, joke lang.
Oy.
Ay, ano na yun? Yan yung part ng podcast natin last week na dapat may adjustment ka rin talaga. This is a message that if your spouse is telling you something, nag-open siya, respect the openness, celebrate the openness. Huwag ka manibago, huwag ka rin manghusga, huwag din kayo magbasag trip sa isa't isa na ngayon ko lang nag-open. You have to embrace and accept that being open is one thing that's gonna help us.
And it's courage, ah. It takes a lot of courage kasi hindi lahat ng tao natuto sa buong buhay nila na mag-open up. Like tayo, it took us a while, lalo na ako, to really open up.
Alam mo, maganda yung pag sa bata eh. Pag sa bata, tapos nag-open up, di ba usually react agad, pero tinamate ka lang. Nag-ipon ng tapang yung anak ko para sabihin sa akin, to i-honor ko siya for that. Very noble, di ba? Nakakatuwa. Pero isipin mo sa asawa mo, gawin mo rin yun. Teka lang, asawa mo, nag-isip yan. Paano ko ba sasabihin? Simulan ko ba ng affirmation? Nadiretsuhin ko ba? Nagplano yan? Baka nagluto pa yan? So, never invalidate or ipagwalang bahala yung effort na ginawa ng asawa mo. So, when it's being said, listen, and then apply. And kung di kaya, talk to each other. Communicate, bakit hindi pwede? Bakit ka nahihirapan? Anong pwede pagtulungan? It's really, 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 if you're listening to this podcast, make the best out of that open communication. So, stop the guessing game. Ang ganda niyan kapag hindi na guessing game mangyayari sa inyo kapag open ang communication nyo, magkakaroon na kayo ng atawag dito yung, kumbaga sa banda, tinginan lang.
In sync na kayo.
Yung tipong tumingin lang, alam mo na, okay, mag-drums na ako, mag-guitar na ako, mag-keyboards na ako, yung mag-asawa. That's open communication, hindi na kayo guessing game. Ano na kayo? Para kayo naka-memory game na. Alam niyo yung memory game, yung pipiliin mo yung same itsura, same word. Tinginan nyo lang, alam nyo na, Ohan, alam mo na, bayad ka na. Ohan, alam mo na, ligo ka na. Ohan, alam mo na, yung mga bata. Ohan, alam mo na. Sorry tayo.
And speaking of in sync, ha, there is if you're looking for a couples retreat, the Feast Carmona will be having a Lux couples retreat this coming August. That's called In Sync. So you can check out the Facebook page at the Feast Carmona
or message us.
Of course, we'll be there.
I'll be one of the speakers.
Yes,
there.
And we can send you the details. Kasi sobrang laking importante sobrang laking tulong ng merong isang retreat na sumusuporta sa inyong mag-asawa. Second
is spend on things to impress others. We have to stop on spending on things that impresses others. Remember, they will not pay our bills, spend money wisely, or you will lose your hard-earned money.
Lately, yan yung pinag-usapan namin ni Drews na minsan tipid na tipid ka para sa sarili mo kasi you want to please your parents, you want to please your extended family, you want to please other people. And in so many ways, pwede kasi nagkatrabaho ko, so dapat I can keep up with my office mates or with my peers. Until na-realize mo, like, nawawala na pala kami ng pera, tapos nauubusan na pala yung pondo para sa mga anak namin. Uy, di ko pala mas mapigilan ng sarili ko malang ng bagong brief or panty para sa mga anak mo, di ba? Totoo yun, di ba? So, ang laking tulong nito sa amin, though I really have to be honest that at times it's still a challenge in our marriage na pag halimbawa gusto mo mapasaya yung anak mo eh, lalo na pag pagkain lang naman talaga, di ba? But what we really do say about this part is that huwag ka naman magkanda utang-utang sa credit card para lang magpasikat sa ibang tao na wala naman pakialam talaga sa marriage nyo at the end of the day.
Yeah, inisip ko itong spend on things to impress others, no? Saan tayo nanggagaling? Ano yung na-apply natin? Are there couples who are still impressing others? Or maybe there are couples who do not realize they're trying to impress others. They think they're just living their own life. Kasi pwede namang, okay, o nga, no? I have mayroon kasing pressure or that I need to.
Especially in social media.
I need to, you know, be at par with other people or be more than when I go with other co-parents at school, when I go with other people in the ministry, organization, or work. Oy, bumili siya ng bag, dapat may bag din ako. Oy, bumili siya ng car, may car din ako. Yung mga ganun, di ba? Oy, kumain sila ng samgyup.
Parang kids lang yan, the way forward, di ba?
And so you post that. And you have that, you post that, tapos, uy, nag-post sila ng labas sila ng Tagaytay, postin tayo, Baguio City naman tayo. And then, nawala yung joy. Kasi ang focus is to compete with other people. Or maybe, you don't realize you're impressing others, feeling mo, we're not impressing others naman, we just want to have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to have, pero hindi mo napansin, you're trying to impress yourself and the close people around you, not in social media. Because you're still trying to prove something. Trying to prove something is different from really going...
Just living your life.
Carefree life.
Yes. Which is walang masama dun, ha. We really appreciate that. Kasi when you live your life, that means you have a certain goal that you want to achieve for you and your family, which is sobrang go tayo dun.
Oo. So stop trying to impress other people. Stop trying to prove yourself to other people. If you need to goal something for yourself, it's not proving na magaling ka kasi magaling ka talaga.
And don't get your worth.
Yeah, it's kasi ano eh, you don't have to prove na kaya mo. You have, kasi maniwala ka, kaya mo talaga. You just have to enjoy and bring out the reality na uy, kaya ko pala talaga.
One side note, ano nagiging impact niyan sa married life? Pressure for both of you. Pinanggagalingan din ng away ng mag-asawa kasi what if your husband just really earns a certain amount? Tapos may pressure siya to keep up with your spending. Tapos di mo na realize, hirap na hirap na pala yung asawa ko. Or sa wife naman, yung wife mo, tipid na tipid for the family's expenses, pero ikaw, puro luho pala yung pinag-uusapan mo. So these are the things that you can weigh sa married life.
Yeah, and this topic can stem into many different subtopics pa.
Yes.
Na about finances, about also the waiting game, about the progress,
yes.
It's knowing when to stop, when to wait, when to sige lang.
Yung tips
pwede, yes, dyan. Which leads us to number 3.
Mag-break
muna tayo. Ayan.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back. The third thing that we stop doing in our marriage is
resist intimacy.
Ayan.
Kasi syempre naman, you know, we know that in we have to normalize that marriage is not just about sex. Pero totoo naman, pagod ka, stress ka, nakakainis din minsan, pero you do not delay intimacy because you do not delay love. Not just because pagod ka, i-resist mo na yung akap at halik ng asawa mo because it might defer also the victory of your marriage. Example, nung pagkapanganak ko kay Anya, talagang co-homemakers kami ni Drews. Until there's one couple who told us na, do not forget about your marriage kahit may anak na kayo. Kaya nabuo naman si Andres Pio, di ba? Then after ni Andres Pio, mukhang very fertile na ang land. Pero dun din namin realize that you have to prioritize talaga your married life.
Yeah, your intimacy. Again, intimacy can be sex, intimacy can be a good conversation, intimacy can be hugs, can be cuddles, intimacy can be mind intimacy, mind sexiness, intimacy can be that
exchanging of ideas, yes, being safe, vulnerable with each other.
The thing is, couples resist it when they say, I'm too tired for it. Couples resist it when they say, I don't have time for it. Couples resist it when you don't feel like doing it. Pwede naman pagod ka, pero kung lagi-lagi nalang pagod ka, di mo ginagawa ng oras.
Ay, nagiging parang punishment na siya sa marriage.
Oo, kasi maniwala ka, may mga bagay na kahit pagod ka, pwede mong gawin.
Scrolling phone.
Kagawin mo pa rin, kasi gusto mo.
Yes.
Di ba? So, ibig sabihin, gustuhin mo din. gusto mo din. Tapos, schedule nyo. Kung nawawala na, you have
pwede
to...
Pwede 2S. Pwedeng schedule siya. Pwede rin naman spontaneous
siya. Or 3, surprise.
Surprise.
Pwede siya. Hindi kasi, ang tawag dito, you have to be intentional. Especially if it's a need of your wife or your husband.
Definitely it's a need. It's just a matter of hierarchy of needs.
No, what I mean kasi is their emotional needs.
Yeah.
Meron kasing iba na top need nila sexual.
Doon sa level.
Meron yung iba naman, pang number 6, pang number 7, kahit wala to, let's say in a month, wala, solve na solve kami. So you have to understand ano yung intimacy na need ng asawa mo. So kapag need niya yun, you have to prioritize that. You have to be intentional about that. Kasi, you have to stop resisting it. Kasi, parang ano yun, resisting happiness, resisting faithfulness, resisting a happy marriage. When you resist it, you're resisting what's supposed to be a happy marriage for you both. So, you have to, yan, sige, maganda lang yan. At saka ano yan, parang forgiveness yan. Hindi siya depende sa feelings mo. Hindi siya dependent kung ano yung naramdaman mo ngayon. You have to decide until the emotions follow the decision.
And then after that, I made a good decision today.
Diba? Parang tapak ano lang yan, malamig na tabo sa umaga. Diba? Basta buhos mo after, talong-talong ka lang, diba? Oh. Okay, and lastly, the last thing na gusto natin i-share dito, of course, sabi ko nga marami pa ito, but the fourth thing that we want to share with you is...
Don't keep scoreboards. As in, stop doing that. And what do we mean by that? O teka, si husband yung nag-work, si wife, stay-at-home mother, yung wife, mas malaking kinikita, top sa real estate, top sa insurance, yung husband nasa back-end nandun sa anak nila. But your worth does not depend on how much household chores you make or how much money you also deposit in the joint account. You are both important in marriage and in your family life. Different roles, different positions, same goal. There's this one, every morning, di ba, meron akong reflection time na yung sasabi lang na nagkakaroon taga ng away sa organization, sa family, when you try to compete sa isang same position, pero alam niyo naman sa sarili niyo na magkaiba kayo ng role, magkaiba kayo ng position. Hindi pwede na sa basketball, yung center magka-try maging point guard, at yung point guard magka-try na maging guard, forward, di ba? Hindi rin siya pwede maging coach kasi may kanya-kanyang role, may kanya-kanyang position, but you have the same goal, which is to make your team, your marriage, win in life.
Yeah, sa married life kasi, it's not, you're not supposed to have scoreboards na parang left and right si husband and wife. Diba? Well, pwede nyo gawin scoreboard na yan kung naglalandian kayo. Tapos it makes, fun, diba? Or scoreboard na tipong paramihan tayo ng ano ba?
Ng love. Which is pwede naman.
Hindi, mahirap yung love. Baka mag-away sila. Yung nagkakaroon ng I love you more sino bang pinakamagaling magmahal, di ba? Mm-hmm. Let's say scoreboard na, para maintain ang luto ngayon. Pasarapan ng ginto. Pero it's supposed to be fun.
Na
fun way.
Mahirap yung tipong, kasing competition.
Yung tipong ano lang, hindi aabot sa masaya tapos mamaya awayan na.
Pikunan.
Oo, sa mag-asawa kasi hindi scoreboard eh. Ang kailangan ng mag-asawa, blackboard. Kung ayaw mong blackboard, whiteboard. Kung ayaw mong whiteboard, glassboard. Gumamit ka ng marker. In other words, you have one board wherein you write together your progress, your goals, and you check kamusta ba kayong dalawa. It's not ilan na points mo, ilan ang points ko, ilan na bang points natin. Gano'n pa ba kalayo tayo sa financial goals natin? Gano'n pa ba tayo kalayo sa dreams na gusto natin ma-achieve? Gano'n ba tayo kalapit sa kailangan natin ma-achieve emotionally? Kamusta ba tayo with parenting and also with our married life? Together ang pagtimbang niyan. Kung ayaw mo ng blackboard, kung ayaw mo ng whiteboard, kung ayaw mo ng glassboard, kung instead of having scoreboard, numbers pa rin pag-uusapan, pwede kang mag-weighing scale. Isang weighing scale lang kayo. Ilang kilos na ba tayo ngayon? Ilang pounds na ba tayo ngayon? Nag-shed off pa tayo ng pounds? Nagdadag tayo ng pounds? Kung ayaw mo na naman yan, pwede kang gumamit ng measuring tape o ng metro. Ilang inches na ba tayo? Ilang ano na ba? That's how you measure. You measure the progress of the two of you, not as individual.
Mas maganda yun kasi you work as a unit talaga, not as individuals. Kasi nga, you do avoid competition but you always aim for completion. And definitely marami pa to, Dad, na maging part 2,
yeah,
part 3.
Kasi when
pa natin na
when we do life audit, pwedeng individual mo ginagawa, pero iniisip mo kayong dalawa eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba, oh, nag-check ako ganito. Tapos pag in-report mo, okay, ang sasabihin mo, ito na ako. Hindi eh, ito na tayo.
Yes.
Ang reporting, hindi ganun eh. Hindi siya, oh, ito ako ha. So, ito tayo. Ganun ang ginagawa natin. So, these are the four things we stopped doing that helped us. What are the things that you stopped doing that's been helping you?
Yes, we'd love to know because it's really a growing community that is helping one another.
Hindi ito yung stop tapos sinayaan na lang namin, nakatulong naman, pero at least tinago na lang namin sa closet. Hindi yung ganun. No? It really, something that you stopped that, oh, nakatulong sa amin to.
So the question that we have for you, of course, is, what are the things that you need to stop doing in your own marriage that are really blocking or deferring your victory in the marriage?
Sa akin, number two, intentional, what are the things you have been resisting na dapat you have to give in to have a good marriage? So, let's end with a prayer.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord, we pray for all those who are listening to our podcast. We pray, Lord God, that you guide everyone on what they need to stop doing so that the blessing will overflow in their life, in their family life, in their married life. Lord, today, as they listen to this podcast, may they have a great day with you, blessing, loving, guiding, and providing them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. The Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to Love Connect Podcast with Akosho. Love connects.